This is the Second Nature podcast, a series of conversations with the underrepresented communities, redefining our relationship with the outdoors. In each episode, we'll hear from founders and collectives who are breaking down barriers, reimagining traditions, and fostering new ways to connect with nature. In this episode, we speak with Adriana Garcia, founder of Latinx Hikers. Adriana Garcia, co-founder of Latinx Hikers, has always found refuge in the outdoors. Growing up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, she spent countless hours exploring the woods behind her home. Later, through therapy, she discovered nature as a source of calm and grounding. The outdoors has become a consistent and healing presence throughout her life.
Okay. So I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is it's now becoming like a bigger city, but when I was growing up, it was kind of a small town. And a lot of my time was spent outdoors. We had woods behind my house, and that was kind of my introduction to nature and the outdoors. And I would spend pretty much since I got out of school till it was dark outside, I'll be outside. You know, I had a best friend that lived in the neighborhood. And so we would play and we'd basically just, you know, go exploring in the woods for hours. And back then, you know, we didn't really call it like hiking. We mainly just called it, you know, it was just going in the woods or going for a walk, you know. So that was pretty much like my introduction to nature. The outdoors was always kind of like a place that I've always like run to, like when life kind of like stresses me out or when I'm like, you know, needing to cope with something. And so there was a time period in my life where I kind of started to retreat like inward instead of like utilizing, you know, kind of my coping mechanism. So I kind of learned through like going through therapy and other things, like going back to that.
Adriana discussed how for too long, outdoor spaces have been marketed as spaces for fit white people from a certain background. By showcasing Latinx communities and hiking, camping, and other outdoor activities, Adriana and her team are helping break stereotypes, increase representation, and show that these spaces belong to everyone.
And so just like being able to see people that look like us or, you know, seeing people of color or, you know, people from marginalized communities, like they're being represented in the ads and marketing from these organizations. It's like before it was mostly just seeing really fit white people, you know, specifically men, like white men, doing outdoor activities, you know, going hiking, going camping, going fishing, you know, that's all we would see being represented in media, like around like the outdoors. So it kind of makes you start to doubt, like if that's even a place where you belong, or if you, you know, are you going to be accepted in that space, or even like, are you good enough to even try those types of activities? And we definitely internalize a lot of that stuff. But because, you know, even though we're seeing those different faces and different people being represented in the media, we need now, like, it needs to go deeper than that. Mm. You know, that's just like the bare minimum. So, you know, that's what we're really focusing on is like systemic change. I mean, the thing is we're here based out of necessity.
What began as personal adventures quickly became a community. By sharing stories of their trips to Arizona, Nevada, and beyond, Adriana and Latinx Hikers built a space where Latinx people could see themselves in the outdoors. Their work has inspired others to explore, connect, and feel a sense of belonging in nature.
We went on like a big, like a week-long adventure out in like Arizona and Nevada. And we started posting our stories on Instagram and just basically telling like, you know, we went here and like, this is, you know, this is, these are the places that we went and we really enjoyed it or we didn't enjoy it. And people started to like really identify with our stories. That's kind of how this, the community started to become built. And I always say this is like, I think it was built out of necessity and it was not really built on purpose. It was just like something that we both needed.
You've been listening to Adriana Garcia of Latinx Hikers, part of our Second Nature series, where we discover the unmet needs and untapped opportunities within the outdoors category. You can access the full report by emailing us at hello@themixglobal.com.